So, like comparing, you have both the experiences of working in machine learning projects and data science projects within the Intuit itself. So, how do you classify what are the differences between duties of a machine learning engineer versus a data science or in general AI? How do you, in your opinion, define the boundaries between these three terms?
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting question you ask because the way I'm seeing it currently, even in the industry, no one's clear on the
It's a lot of fuzzy.
bifurcations.
Yeah, it's a lot of fuzzy.
It is very fuzzy. And again, like from my industry experience, from what I've been seeing even here in Silicon Valley, that like the term data science is very overloaded these days. Like, everyone wants to become a data scientist per se. But you could be doing like all sorts of things as a data scientist. I've seen people do just SQL as part of data science, like more of the analysis work. There are people like me who do a lot of machine learning work, a lot of data engineering as well, along with the normal data science part. I know, again, a lot of companies want to call people working on Excel as data scientists as well.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very overloaded term, and at different companies, it means different things. So my advice usually is that when you're like interviewing for a position, always like ask them what exactly you're going to be working on, what tools you'll be using.
Right.
I think that's important. At Intuit, the way we look at it is that data scientists usually work on the modeling aspect. So we'll say be working on creating machine learning models, which would be useful for various applications. And then the machine learning engineer kind of takes over from there, where they'll take the model and then apply the engineering skills to make it production ready. Because again, from an industry perspective, being production ready is very important. You have tight SLAs that you need to meet. You need to integrate with all of these different systems that exist in your company. So all of that engineering stuff is taken care of by machine learning engineer.
So if we were to define something between at least the boundaries between a software development engineer versus a data AI slash ML engineer, so is it something like a step plus one for ML AI engineers that you have to perform at least the basic specifications of a normal software development engineer, but in addition to that, you have also to work on ML models? Is it like a step up from software development engineer or something extra that machine learning engineer does? Like having the basic knowledge for infrastructure is a must, and then knowledge for machine learning.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, even as a data scientist, I feel you have to know like software. Like I said, you need to have knowledge of distributed systems, of the cloud, how to optimize your models, a lot of these things. But as a machine learning engineer, yes, like primary computer science skills are a must. And then on top of that, you're expected to know the basics of machine learning as well, because hey, when you're like productionalizing a machine learning model, you need to know how the machine learning model works under the hood to kind of optimize it. And that's why right now here in Silicon Valley, there's like a big shortage of such kind of people, because it's difficult to find such kind of talent who's equipped with like both the sides.